This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Been talking a lot about the Saints. Obviously have a preseason game Sunday against the Jaguars. Noon kickoff here on WWL Saints Radio. We also had the NBA schedule come out yesterday to help us break down all things Pelicans. Locked On Pelicans podcast host Jake Madison, one of our favorites, joining us. Jake, how's it going, man?
I'm doing well. Excited to be on talking some hoops here.
Yes, indeed. And for me, I want to say off the bat, when the Pelicans put out that first tweet with the schedule release coming, and the black cat attached to the tweet, I was like, wait a minute, what are they doing? What's going on? And then finally later on, you see the video with Herb Jones and also Trey Murphy. Really well done. I got a good laugh at it and appreciated it.
Look, they leaned into it, yeah. I think, in the correct way for everything, and kind of tapping into what people are saying around the team on social media. They've done a very good job in the past with their schedule release videos. We can even go back to the one with David Griffin playing the piano and a joke with Zion Williamson there. So their social media team tends to be pretty good, and I was excited to see that one.
You know, Jake, just first observations about this schedule. The thing that stood out to me immediately was going down the list, the very first six names you see. I know people have talked about the first 10 and everything like that, and you can stretch it out just a little bit more because there's more road games in that first 10. But at Memphis versus San Antonio versus Boston, at Denver, at the Clippers, at OKC, Wolf. Right off the bat to start the season, that is a gauntlet, to say the least. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that really early season slate.
Yeah, look, the first 10 games are going to be massively important for this team because the schedule does ease up a little bit. And when you kind of do schedule analysis, you've got to be a little careful because some things are still unknown with the league. And the Pelicans have the toughest strength of schedule for opponents going into this schedule here, but it's also based off last season. That could change just a little bit. So you need to get off to a good start because the schedule is just tough for this team when you break it all down. And if the team starts off 1-5 or 1-9, and that is a very realistic possibility, when you look at the first 10 games, the only one that you would be like, they're going to win that game, is the game against the Charlotte Hornets, which happens to be a home game. You also have a bunch of Western Conference teams in those first 10 games compared to Eastern Conference teams. So it's rough. You know, if you are hoping to make the playoffs, and look, that's what the team is hoping to do by trading away next year's first round pick, well, then you can't fight your way out of a hole all season. So you need to get off to a 500 or better start, in my opinion, through these first 10 games, which is what I'm looking at. You know, and if you can do that, the schedule eases up in mid-December to mid-January, I think. And like, you can find a way where they can make a run. But if you're all of a sudden 8 games under 500, you're just fighting to get your head above water and to be even, not making headway in the playoff race.
Something that stood out to me, Jake, and I'm curious how it is for the rest of the teams in the NBA. Pels have 15 back-to-backs on their slate. How does that stack up, do you know, with the rest of the league?
Yeah, it's right in the middle. You know,
okay.
Teams either have, I think it's 13, 14, 15, or 16 back-to-backs. So, you know, the only thing that would be different is if they have two fewer, something along those lines. So it's kind of just right in the mix for what you would expect it to be. Truthfully, when you look at everything here, the back-to-backs aren't really what worries me. It's what's something called a rest advantage. And this is something that's been studied at the NBA level and probably one of the more important things to look at when it comes to schedule analysis. And that is, how many times do you have a rest advantage versus your opponent? And it's basically, did the Pelicans have a day off and their opponent didn't? So are you catching teams on the second night of a back-to-back? Something along those lines. The Pelicans have 10 rest advantages this year, which is right in the middle of the pack. They're also right in the middle of the pack when it comes to, oh, sorry, I got the wrong numbers here. Let me pull up the correct ones here for you. They have 8 rest advantages. That's 8 games where they are more rested than their opponent. That's second fewest in the league. And when you look at rest disadvantages, they have 11. So that's a negative for them right there. You know, those are the type of things that really kind of catch up to you over the course of a long season. You know, it's a grueling 82-game stretch. You need to be as rested as possible. So to have a -3 in the rest advantage category, I think is something that like concerns me more than the number of back-to-backs.
Jay, kind of a two-part question here. First and foremost, the NBA entering the third season of the in-season tournament, now called the NBA Cup. Just your general thoughts on that as we enter year 3 of, you know, them trying to spice up the regular season a little bit. And then also the Pelicans group for the NBA Cup. They play the Clippers on the road on Halloween night, and then they host the Lakers on Friday, November 14th. They travel to Dallas on November 21st, and then they come home and host Memphis for those NBA Cup games. So I just want to get your thoughts on the NBA Cup as a whole, and then also the Pelicans matchups in it, that group that they're in.
So I love the NBA Cup. Look, I'm easy. You throw gimmicks out there, and I tend to buy into them. I'm susceptible to advertising, too, I guess is what I'm also saying here. And, you know, I love it. I think it just makes those games feel a little bit different. And I also think the NBA Cup is a good measuring stick for not just the Pelicans, but kind of every team around the league early on. Things can be a little bit wonky, but teams tend to be to want to win that, and you're seeing them not rest guys. You're seeing teams kind of go all out for those NBA Cup games. So those 4 games are some of the ones I'm really going to be paying attention to and putting a little bit more stock into when it comes to this franchise of, are you measuring up to those? Maybe you're just getting some random wins here and there before that, but you're not going to get a fluke win in an NBA Cup game anymore. So that's where I think we're really going to see how the Pelicans do. If they go 0-4, 1-3 in the NBA Cup group stages games, that's very telling. And that's the type of thing that really should make this team consider, you know, maybe a coaching change or some sort of more dramatic move, if that's the case. And then if they do well in all of that, you know, and they maybe get to the semifinals in Las Vegas or something along those lines, that's going to be telling them, hey, we have a squad here and maybe we need to be buyers at the trade deadline and make a bigger move to go and get somebody to try and put us over the top. So the NBA Cup is really something that I'm going to be watching for when it comes to this team to see how competitive they are in those games. Because look, the Clippers are known for load management, so are the Lakers. You're not going to do that in an NBA Cup game, so this is really going to give you a true test of this franchise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Things have been pretty quiet, I feel like, on the Zion Williamson front. Have you heard anything about what he's up to, what he might be, you know, doing to get in shape, ready for this season, and hopefully be a healthy season for Zion as well?
You know, truthfully, I think it being quiet is probably a good thing when it comes to Zion Williamson, at least at this point of the year, right? This is a time when you don't need to be in the news. These guys are kind of coming back from vacations they've been taking. They're, you know, starting their, you know, real rigorous off-season training. Zion had been around the team, you know, earlier in the off-season. He'd been in New Orleans. He was going into the facility on a regular basis. Not sure where he is right now, but he tends to go to kind of not a remote location, but isolate himself with his people to really focus on doing two-a-days and getting into the best game shape that we've seen. You know, that has been hit or miss in the past. Some years he's come in and looked good. Some years he does not look like he's ready to start the year. This cannot be one of those years where he does not look ready. And, you know, all eyes are going to be on him. There's no Brandon Ingram here anymore. It's really Zion's team, almost for the first time, I think, you know, in his time here in New Orleans. He needs to come in ready. So the fact that we're not hearing anything, hopefully that just means he's grinding away, doing what he needs to be doing and not getting caught in some, you know, other off-court headlines or things like that.
Jake, I have a question about the Western Conference, but before I get to that, I wanted to reach one more thing and topic about the schedule that got released. And it feels like, just looking at it at a glance, the very start of the season, outside of maybe the first 10 games because it's a little bit road-loaded, they have a ton of home games early on, especially in November and December, where they have a stretch in November where 8 of 9 games are at home, and then December leading into the very start of January. January is very road-based, but they have another stretch where it's like 10 of 13 games are at home. It feels like, yes, even if the Pelicans can kind of survive the first kind of early season test with those 6 games, maybe you can stretch it out to 10, they have a ton of games at the Smoothie King Center, and a lot of homestands, at least early on. Now, that gets made up in January and even in like March and February and stuff like that. But it could be a good start for the Pelicans to make some headway if they can protect home court.
Yeah, that's why I said earlier that if you can stay 500 through those first 10 games, you're going to be in a position to pick up some wins. And they have a stretch from mid-November, I think, to the end of December, where it's something like 17 home games and 5 road games along those lines. It's just very beneficial to them. That's when you can start to get into a groove. You know, you're sleeping in your own bed. You have much more of a routine and a rhythm that can really help them. There's not easy games in that stretch, but at least you're at home, and that's going to give you some sort of advantage, even if you still ultimately end up losing. I'd rather have that stretch be right there, because then when you look at February, they go on a 6-game road trip, you know, from the end of February through kind of the beginning of March, and it's all very winnable, including 2 games against Utah on that 6-game road stretch. So you come off of that kind of long home period that you have, go on for your longest road trip of the year, and it's actually a winnable road trip. And I think that could position New Orleans in a very good spot, you know, to kind of figure out who they're going to be this season. Are you kind of going to need to go through a slight rebuild? Are you competitive? You know, they're trying to kind of do a 2 timelines approach right now with 2 rookies in Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen when he's healthy, but they're going to eventually need to kind of pick one lane and go down that path, whether that's making an all-in move of trading for someone to try and put them over the top. You'll have a very good idea of who this team is around the trade deadline in early February. And so I think that kind of long stretch with a lot of home games, few road games, is going to give them a lot of clarity on where they really stand. And I do think that's an important thing. And it's hopefully going to be that they're picking up wins and that they really want to be serious about making the playoffs this year.
And as I kind of mentioned there, you know, the Western Conference, if you're going to make the top 10 and make at least the play-in tournament, which you can play in to get into the playoffs, you're going to have a couple teams fall out from what was the top 10 this past year. Are there any squads that you're kind of taking a look at that were in the top 10 in 2024-25 that you're expecting to maybe take a step back and open up a spot for maybe the Pelicans? I know a lot of people are expecting, oh, you know, the Spurs are going to make the leap to Wemby's heading into another year of his NBA career. And the Spurs have very high hopes and high expectations. Portland is going to be potentially battling for a spot. So the Pelicans, it's going to be a tough Western Conference. Everybody knows that. But if you're going to get into the top 10, a couple of those squads that were in the top 10 last year have to fall out. Just want to get your thoughts on who could potentially be those teams.
Yeah, I think there's two that are obvious candidates here. The first one's the Memphis Grizzlies. They traded away Desmond Bane, maybe their best two-way player. He's a very good offensive player. He's a very good defender, too. He was kind of the third guy on their roster, but I'm a big Desmond Bane fan. I think he's going to do great in Orlando. I think that's a big pickup for them. You know, Memphis went for more flexibility with their roster versus talent right now. So that probably means they're going to take a bit of a step back. You know, they were a playoff team last year. And then the Golden State Warriors, who have literally done nothing this offseason right now. So I don't think they're really going to be in a good position. They're still trying to figure out what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga, but I think those are the two teams supposed to get in there through the play-in tournament are going to be teams that you kind of look to be on the outs going into the playoffs next year.
Love hearing Jake's breakdown, folks. You can get more of it on the Locked On Pelicans podcast. Thanks so much for the time as always, man. Enjoy you.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, y'all.
Thanks, Jake.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast. Follow him on Twitter or X at Nola Jake. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with even more. Stay tuned right after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.